This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. Today's mini episode is brought to you by Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/happier. When I was working on my book, The Happiness Project, I wrote a little story that I turned into a video, a one-minute video that I have to say, of everything that I've ever created, I think is the thing that has most resonated with people. So I wanted to read the story here. Once upon a time, but not very long ago, my daughter was too little to walk to school, so we rode the city bus. Each morning, I tugged her along the sidewalk to the bus stop. Each morning, I gazed impatiently down Third Avenue while she stared in ecstatic wonder at the treasures in the drugstore window. I didn't particularly mind riding the bus, but I viewed a day off as a great treat. I'd think with a sense of relief, phew, no bus ride today. Until one morning. "Look, Mommy, look, a dog," she exclaimed as she pointed out the bus window at an ordinary dog on a leash. And then suddenly it hit me. This bus ride was it. This was parenthood. This was the childhood of my darling girl. This was life itself. One day, and that day probably wasn't too far away, we'd no longer be riding the bus together. And I was frittering this time away. From then on, every morning, I thought, thank goodness, another chance to ride the bus. Now my little girl is bigger, and we walk the 10 blocks to school. She still holds my hand, but I know that this too will probably end soon. "Do you remember when we used to ride the bus to school?" I asked her the other day. "I remember," she said. "I loved that bus ride." "So did I," I answered. The days are long, but the years are short. If you'd like the link to watch the video of this little story, just email me at podcast@GretchenRubin.com. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.